أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا موسى إنه أنا الله العزيز الحكيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the previous ayat described to us and related to us the moment when Musa alayhi salam came across what he thought was a fire. He was traveling back to Egypt with his family, with his wife, the daughter of Shu'aib alayhi salam. And when he arrived at the tree, then all of a sudden he heard this voice. It was the voice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the moment when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to Musa alayhi salam and introduced himself to Musa alayhi salam. Ya Musa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called out to Musa alayhi salam, ayah number 8 of Surah An-Naml. O Musa, innahu anallah al-aziz al-hakim. The fact is that I am Allah. That's how Allah introduced himself to Musa alayhi salam. When he heard this voice, Allah azza wa jalla said, indeed, the fact is that I am Allah, I am the Aziz, I am the Mighty, Al-Hakim, the All-Wise. Musa alayhi salam would walk around with his staff, and he always had his staff with him. There were different usages that were derived from the staff. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Musa alayhi salam, وَأَلْقِ عَصَى. O Musa alayhi salam, the staff that you have in your right hand, throw it down onto the floor. فَلَمَّا رَآهَا تَهْتَزْ كَأَنَّهَا جَانٌّ وَلَّا مُدْبِرًا وَلَمْ يُعَقِّبْ. Musa alayhi salam complied. He took the staff and he threw it down onto the ground. And immediately, as we have learned previously as well, the staff transformed into a snake. فَلَمَّا رَآهَا. When Musa alayhi salam saw the staff of his that he had for so many years, the staff of his that he knew, and all of a sudden the staff had transformed into something completely different, into something that was moving, into something that was even harmful. That which was a source of benefit for him, which he would derive benefit from, had now become something harmful. So, فَلَمَّا رَآهَا تَهْتَزْ. Allah says, when he saw it moving, كَأَنَّهَا جَانٌّ, as if it was a snake, وَلَّا مُدْبِرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, immediately fear entered into the heart of Musa alayhi salam. So, وَلَّا مُدْبِرًا, Allah says, he retreated, turning his back, showing the level of fear. One is you retreat by walking backwards. But one is the fear is so intense that you turn around and you turn your back, you retreat by turning your back on what you fear and running in the opposite direction. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes it. He says he retreated, turning his back, وَلَمْ يُعَقِّبْ, and he did not even look back. He didn't even turn back to see what was happening. Ya Musa, Allah shouted out, as Musa alayhi salam was fleeing from that scene, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him, Ya Musa, la takhaf. O Musa, do not be afraid. Do not fear. Inni la yakhafu ladayya al-mursalun. I am the one in whose presence the messengers do not experience fear. I am the one in whose presence the messengers do not experience any type of fear, any apprehension, because they understand that I am Allah, the one who has selected and chosen them to be his messengers. إِلَّا مَنْ ظَلَمْ ثُمَّ بَدَّلَ حُسْنًا بَعْدِ سُوءٍ فَإِنِّي غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Allah says, except the one. Who are those who are constantly fearful about me or regarding me? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِلَّا مَنْ ظَلَمْ. Except the one who has committed some wrong. He committed some wrong, he committed a mistake, he committed some evil. ثُمَّ بَدَّلَ حُسْنًا بَعْدِ سُوءٍ. And after the wrong that he had committed, he replaced it with some good. He replaced the wrong, the sin, the evil with some good. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that is a person who is constantly fearful of me and about me. Why? Because even though he had done some good, and even though he replaced the sin with good, and even though he made tawbah and he repented for the sin that he had committed, there's always that fear about the wrong that he had committed. There's always that fear about the mistake that he made. There's always that fear about that sin that he had perpetrated. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us something. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us that we should always be fearful and afraid of the consequences of the sins and the evil that we have committed in the past. Even though we have made tawbah, and even though we have replaced the evils in our lives, we have replaced those evils with good and with acts of righteousness and piety. Always, always you should have a sense of fear about the sins you committed in the past. It will help you and assist you to stay away from that sin and encourage you not to go back to those evils. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِلَّا مَنْ ظَلَمْ, except the one who had committed some wrong, some wrongs, ثُمَّ بَدَّلَ حُسْنًا بَعْدَ سُوءٍ, after the sin, he had it replaced with good. فَإِنِّي غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ, indeed I am غَفُور, I am the most forgiving, and certainly I am the most merciful. So that was the first miracle that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed Musa alayhi salam with. Allah azza wa jal now wanted to allow him to perform a second miracle. These were the two miracles that he had used in the court of Fir'aun. What was the second miracle? وَأَدَخِلْ يَدَكَ فِي جَيْبِكَ, O Musa, take your hand and insert it, place it to your side. تَخْرُجْ بَيْضَاءَ, it will emerge and it will come out shining bright in white. مِنْ غَيْرِ سُوءٍ, not because of any defect. So this was the second sign. Musa alayhi salam was told to take his right hand, place it under his arm to his side, and then withdraw it. And as he withdrew it, there would be an illuminating bright white light shining from his hand. A true miracle. Allah said, مِنْ غَيْرِ سُوءٍ, that whiteness and that brightness is not due to any defect or any disease or any illness that had affected the hand. It is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, fi tis'i ayatin. This is one of nine miracles. O Musa alayhi salam, this is one of nine miracles, ila Fir'aun wa qawmih, that you will be blessed with when going to Fir'aun and the people of Fir'aun. Innahum kanu qawman fasiqeen. Indeed, they were a people and a community who had exceeded all limits. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us.